WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Motivation Monday, where I give you the motivation to get through your Monday. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first Motivation Monday of 2023. This is crazy. If you asked me a year ago today if I would have a podcast, I probably would have laughed. I'm not going to lie. I hope everyone had a great Christmas and a wonderful New Year. My heart goes out to all the people that have to go to work or school or if they have to go somewhere today. And if you're traveling, please safe travels. You know, keep your eyes on the road. There's someone that is waiting for you to get home. So please be safe. I know it's probably hard going back to work, but it's okay because I'm here to get you motivated. So let's crush this Monday together. We're going to get through this. This week's quote kind of goes around New Year's and new beginnings, so take a listen and I hope you enjoy it. We will open the book. Its pages are blank. We are going to put words on them ourselves. The book is called Opportunity, and its first chapter is New Year's Day, which it is a new year, so, you know. Do what you need to do to get through this year. Whatever bothered you last year, leave it in 2022. That is so last year. Ha 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 ha. So funny. I'm so funny. We are in 2023. It's time to start the new chapter. Instead of stories this week, we're going to talk about New Year's resolutions. Did you know that only 9 to 12% of people keep their New Year's resolutions? I personally am not one of them. I am really bad about it. But this year, we are all going to keep our New Year's resolutions. So what I want you to do right now, unless you're driving, if you're driving, just wait till you get home. But what I want you to do is get out a piece of paper and write your New Year's resolutions. I'll even do one for me. I don't have a piece of paper, but I'll type it out. I will type it out for y'all. So take a minute, write down your New Year's resolutions. I want you to look at that paper right now. Look, pick up the piece of paper after you've written it. Look at it and say, I can do this. Okay, I want you to say it. If you did not say it, I'm going to be upset with you. We will get through it together. Keep that piece of paper because we are going to refer back to it in later episodes. And I'm going to hold you guys against your resolutions and y'all can hold me against mine. I will say what mine are, that way you can hold me against them. Keep every Monday motivated. That's one of mine. Get on the dean's list for college. I want to get a good scholarship so I can, my parents don't have to pay as much for me to go to Alabama. And then lastly, I want to cook at least 200 new recipes, which I know is going to be crazy, but I love cooking. I love baking. I want to hit the ground running with over 200 new recipes. So if y'all have recipes, feel free to send them to me and I will attempt them. Keyword on attempt. I know I don't have a lot, but each one has its own meaning behind it, as I told you. And since I can't ask you your New Year's resolutions, how about we talk about the average New Year's resolution? I'm going to look up a table. It's going to be the average, like what people put their New Year's resolutions to. So 23% living healthier, 21% personal improvement or happiness, 20% losing weight, 16% career or job goals, 13% financial goals, 11% improve relationship, 9% travel or moving, 7% exercising, 5% stop smoking, 2% reduce drinking, 4% doesn't know, 3% has none, and then 7% has others. So, you know, maybe you fall under one of those categories, maybe you don't. I mean, there's literally one of everything. If you don't know, you fall under that category. So I think we can all finish our New Year's resolutions. I believe in all of us. It's possible, and we are going to do it together. This week's song is kind of centered around the new year and going down in the Hall of Fame. This week's song is Hall of Fame by The Script. It is a little slower, but it reminds us of all we can do. We can move mountains and we can break rocks. We will all go down in the Hall of Fame. So make sure you take 3 minutes out of your day to listen to this song. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Katie signing off from the first Motivation Monday of the year. I hope y'all have a great week and a very motivated Monday. Don't forget, stay motivated.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.